Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. But the disciples seem to not grasp it, not understand it. And we know that they would forget things, that they weren't sure of things. And you can't blame in one respect, because there's a lot to understand. They were confused a lot of time. They wanted to accept, but then they would have doubts. Is this just another prophet, or is this the Messiah? You know, he does wonders, but is he really is the Lord? And it troubled Jesus also, knowing that the disciples did not understand him, and to a certain point, didn't believe in him. But the thing about the disciples is these 12 hung with them. Even though one of them betrayed him, they hung with him because, like Peter says, you are the way to eternal life. You know, they knew they felt something about Jesus. They felt something in them. They felt his words burning inside their hearts. They saw the miracles, and they knew there was something there. Even though they couldn't understand it, they hung in there. We too also find ourselves sometimes in that boat, you know, where our faith, we question our faith, you know, and we wonder, you know, where's God? You know, I pray to him, and I don't understand him. Why don't I see my prayers answered? Why doesn't he give me the miracle that I request? You know, I pray to heal for someone in my family, that person passed away. But inside each one of us, we still have that lingering faith that, okay, I don't understand what God does in my life, but I still have faith in him. And at some point, when I meet him, he will explain to me why these things happen. And sometimes we go around life not understanding things, you know, and having to accept it in faith what we hear from God. I want to share with you, it's called a theophany. I love the sound of the word, it sounds musical, theophany. That means an encounter with God. It's like Moses in the burning bush, he had his encounter with God. This is my Mother's Day story. I was in the Air Force in Thailand, and I was a security police officer there. And I had the graveyard shift, and I was out really in the boondocks, in the jungles out there. And the only thing outside, out there with me at night, besides the jungle itself, was the king cobra snakes and the mongooses and the rats. And being a city guy from New York, you know, I wasn't used to that out there. But, you know, I had a duty to do, so, you know, I did the best I could. But being there, you used to work six nights on and one day off, and being there night after night, began to reflect back at my life, because I was raised in the city, in the Bronx. And there, to survive, you had to belong to a gang. Otherwise, your parents would get picked on, your sister, your cousins, your family get picked on, and in order to survive in there, you had to be part of a gang and be involved in some of the things they did. And began to reflect on that life I had there, and I said to, first time I spoke to God directly in all my life, I said, God, why did you save me? I have friends that died in gang fights, those who died because of drugs, those who became alcoholics, you know, those who got into trouble with the law and were in prison. And I said to God, why did you spare me? And then suddenly, like if Jesus was standing right by me, he said clearly in my ears, your mother's prayers have saved you. Your mother's prayers have saved you. And I began to reflect back on my mom. And I know she went to Mass every weekend, and I know every day she would pray the rosary. And when I got to the Air Force, I found out from my sister that when I joined the Air Force, she made a promise to God. She says, God, I'm going to go to church every day until you bring my son home. But I learned that day what I have, that theophany, you know, I felt such a joy, an uplift in my spirit that I've never ever felt in my life before. You know, of Jesus telling me that my mother's prayers have saved me. That made me understand the power of prayer. How it can, you know, God listens to these prayers. And how God acts in these prayers. And I began to reflect and realize that in certain times where I suppose have been at a gang fight or something like that, something told me, don't go. Stay home. Make up an excuse. You know, and then I found out the next day there was a bad fight and people got killed and all that, and you know, and things like that happened. Don't go to this party. Don't go here. And I would listen to that. And there was God talking to me on behalf of my mother's prayers. So never doubt that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Believe in him, and believe in the prayers that you give. You might not see him answer it, and he might not answer it at that time, but he is listening to your prayers. And to all the mothers here, you know, I feel that when you pray for your kids and to your family, God especially hears your prayers because he sees your devotion to him. I remember, and I was sharing that with Father Vincenzo, when I moved out to Long Island at my parish of St. Francis Cabrini in Corum, for Mother's Day, we would give flowers to the moms. At the end of the Mass, we would have the mothers line up and we would give them the flowers, you know, one each. And they were lined up and I began to count the roses and I said, we're three short. And the line got short and I kept counting again. I said, no, we're still three short. And I was worried about the three mothers at the end not getting flowers. You know, and the line was getting smaller and I counted again, you know, and I know how to count. It was three short. Finally, the mothers came through and everyone got one. And there was one left over. And I took that one and I put it by the Blessed Mother for Mother's Day. And I said, well, Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.